Listen, ICE is literally kidnapping people. ICE is taking it too far, and it's at the direction of the Trump administration. To break this all down, I'm bringing in contributor Chris Mowry. Make sure you drop a like and watch till the end. Check it out.
All right, we have all seen some of the despicable actions from the Trump administration in relation to immigration. I know a lot of you were out fairly recently in the last few weeks protesting this issue as we see ICE going into communities, arresting people for no reason, picking people up off the street, and then we hear nothing about it. Their family members can't get in contact with the government or them, holding people for long periods of time, not identifying themselves when they're arresting people, alligator, Alcatraz, it goes on and on and on. And today, I have a couple videos lined up that I have not seen, and I want to react with you together of what I believe to be some of these actions that ICE has taken just in the last week or two. Because you have to remember, in this media cycle, a lot of people right now are talking about Jeffrey Epstein. They're talking about the midterms gearing up, all the things that are, happening right now. But this is still going on every single day, and it's important we talk about it. So let's get into it. Before we do, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Auchler on the Adam Auchler channel. If you enjoy this content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. It'd mean a lot if you checked it out. And on this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against the Republican media machine, uplifting Gen Z voices specifically. I'm 23 years old, even though I have a pretty intense baby face, look like I'm 16, but I'm 23. Maybe it'll pay off when I'm 40. Adam Auchler is 22 years old. We're thinking about adding more contributors to his channel, Gen Z related. And if you're excited for that and you want to join the community, all you have to do is hit subscribe. All right, let's take a look at this first video. Again, I haven't watched any of these. I do know that this video comes with a little bit of a caption or like a disclaimer from the person who uploaded it 4 days ago. On Monday, our lives were changed. My husband was arrested for no reason. He's still in custody and they have not given him his credible fear interview. Interviews are supposed to be done within 48 hours of detaining. Please pray for my husband's release. So that's the context of this video. Let's take a look. Looks like we've got a Ring door camera. He must be going to work. He's an Amazon driver.
Hey, you need coffee?
Yes, baby. I'm sending you a message.
Okay, I didn't see it. All right, I love you. Bye.
Love you too.
Mwah. Have a good day.
Wow. Arresting him on his way to work. Wow. And they just walked in the house. You see the ICE agent just walk in the house? My husband was arrested for no reason. He's still in custody and they have not given him his credible fear interview. They're supposed to be done within 48 hours. Wow. Wow. Really sad. I wish well for this family. If you guys want to check out this TikTok account, show some love. Hopefully we can get an update soon. But again, we see this constantly. Even when officers are identifying themselves and people comply, they're taken in and like we don't hear anything. They can be in custody for so long. And this issue is getting worse with the administration constantly, at least at the bare minimum, towing the line, in my opinion, consistently ignoring the judicial branch in this country. When judges say, hey, like, for example, don't deport this person. I need to, see evidence of X, Y, or Z. And then the executive branch just deports them. And judges say, you just went directly against my court order. Obviously, Kilmer Garcia deported to El Salvador. There was a 2-year-old U.S. citizen who was deported against the will of a Trump-appointed judge. So it's even scarier when you realize that, like, when you're not hearing anything, what is going on as this executive branch is just expanding rapidly. A lot of power. It's very, very scary. Let's go to the next video here. This was at a Home Depot. Let's take a look.
Don't fucking push me. You're taking him before I can take a phone number from him?
You need to stop. Right there.
You need to stop kidnapping people at the fucking street.
100%.
You just dragged him away when I'm trying to call his family for him.
We're making an arrest. You need to stay.
Show me your arrest warrant then. Show me your arrest warrant.
I don't need to show you
anything. Yeah, because you're a fucking liar.
You're not an interested party. You have no right to see that.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't know who this woman is, but huge props to her. Huge props to her asking the questions. Again, what government do we live in? How can Republicans, the party of small government, there's no concern. They're not Republicans, right? They're the party of small government in full support of this huge expanding executive authority, just ripping people off the streets. But, can we get like a little bit more accountability here, just like a shred. Who is this person? He's wearing a mask. It says police. That's a Department of Homeland Security badge, but there's no like other, I mean, can he like take off his mask? And if she's trying to call his family, can they not like wait before ripping him away? Unreal.
God, you guys are kidnapping people at the fucking street.
We good?
Yep. Yeah, because what? Because someone came over to help them, you have to rush and get them in the fucking car?
You're being obnoxious in the fucking lady.
Not being obstructed. You're being obnoxious.
This is 100%. 100%.
You guys have no conscience.
Yep.
If you're doing something right, take your fucking mask off then.
Yeah, you think?
And unmarked cars.
Look at me!
I was trying to help them and you have to hurry up and get out of here? Fuck you!
Watch out, watch out.
Are these more people in unmarked cars?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, just trying to like run, just trying to run us over.
Yeah.
Like, just all these vehicles, just unmarked cars.
Yeah, show your face.
Get
out of our fucking city!
Yeah, get the hell out! Go find a job that you can feel good about.
No kidding.
If you're proud of your job, take your fucking mask off.
Seriously.
Wow, wow, wow. What an insane video. First of all, again, the people in this video, specifically the one woman who we saw in the beginning, but the multiple people here, like huge props to them. They weren't obstructing. They weren't doing anything. They weren't getting violent. They were rightfully upset as she says, like, I'm trying to call his family or drag him away. And again, to the point of like, and just the smallest shred of accountability. These people are in unmarked vehicles with masks over their face. What is this? Are you serious? If you are involving yourself in lawful activities, why is it so hard for you to take off your mask? I am this person. This is my name. I work for the Department of Homeland Security. This is why I'm arresting this person. Is that legally required in terms of telling her that this other person, who I assume doesn't have a direct affiliation with the person arrested or didn't seem like she did, then does she legally need to know that information? No. But come on. Like, maybe it would help the American public's perception of these things if you could be like, hey, this is why I'm doing this. This is the information I got. This human being is being arrested for these valid reasons, maybe. But no. We're going to put on masks, ignore everybody, unmarked cars, grab people and leave before we can call their family. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Again, this is the Instagram account. You can check it out. Wow. Really hope well for them as well. All right. Next video, elderly U.S. grandmother wrongly arrested by ICE on Tuesday. Let's take a look. We have some text. You can see here the ICE agent trying to put her hands on the woman's arm, but she's moving it away.
You want to file charges? Which officer does?
Sure, yes.
Yes.
At this point, because people get kind of mad.
Yeah, she's over here.
I'm sorry, what? That, wow. She was leaving. That is crazy. That is insane. Now, obviously, like, you know, there's a lot of context missing here, which is, it's always just important to preface that. But what it appears here is like, they literally told her to leave. And this individual is elderly. She's not putting her hands on anybody. And they're like, you need to leave. She's like, somebody said, like, I'm in a public area. I believe that maybe the grandmother is arrested. And then the person we saw actually was supposedly pushing an officer. So this is her, I believe. I understand now. And so they claim she pushed an officer, but she didn't. And then like, you need to leave. And she says, this is a public area. And they said, well, you're being whatever, obnoxious. And so she starts walking off. And then all the ICE agents start talking about, oh, well, you know, she assaulted an officer. I didn't see that happen. No, what? And then they chase her down as if she's like resisting arrest, even though they told her to leave. That's crazy. I want to know your thoughts on this one in the comments. This is interesting. This was 2 days ago. If you have any other information about this, let me know. And again, wish well for these individuals. But again, back to like the original point in the beginning of this video, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to directly find it, but like, just like, you know, this individual is wearing a mask. Okay, that's fine. But somebody else in the very beginning was like in full dress up, like full mask, like arms covered, face complete. This person, who is this? How is that allowed? That's insane. No, 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 no. I refuse. That's crazy. Like, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me how people could be so supportive of stuff like this. Like, who is this person? You need to be more clearly identifiable. If you get a badge and put a mask on and say, I'm DHS, I have to give you no other information, and you can just do this now, it seems like a huge risk to people's safety. Anyone can do that pretty quickly. Obviously, it's a felony, but unreal. Unreal. All right, last video here. Let's take a look. This says, Border Patrol agents tell a teenage U.S. citizen that he has no rights, then starts laughing about their $30,000 bonus. I've never seen this. Let's take a look.
That's not how you arrest people.
What? Here,
I can take care. I got rights to talk, bro.
You got no rights here.
I do.
You're illegal, brother. Get up. I was born and raised here.
What about you?
I was born and raised here.
Okay, all right.
No, once she got that proper spread on him, he was gone.
You're funny, bro. It's funny because he sounds like shit.
He does.
Starting to resist more now.
We're gonna end up shooting someone. If he keeps going like this, they're gonna start fighting. Like this kid goes like, "What's wrong with you? No, you can't do that. I'm not doing shit." Like, we told you already to get out. You either get out or I'm gonna pull you out.
Right. Yeah.
God damn. Woo.
Nice.
Just remember, you can smell that too with a $30,000 bonus.
Yeah.
Wow, that is unbelievable. I can't believe I haven't seen that video before. I think The Guardian got that footage. That's why all of these people should be forced to be wearing body cameras, ICE, DHS. If you are going out, you should have to wear a body cam. And again, we wonder why, like, I think there's question marks for people, you know, in these agencies saying, oh, why do people, we have to wear masks, to do these things to protect ourselves because people hate us so much. It's like, yeah, when we keep getting videos like this, you just told, you have no rights here. No, that's not how that works. The Supreme Court has ruled many times, very clearly, that undocumented people in the United States have rights. And he says, I have rights here. I can speak. Like, let me talk to you. He says, no, unbelievable. Let me know what you think. That's it for now. If you enjoyed this video, make sure you leave a like. And again, I just want to bring light to some of this stuff because all of this was recent and it's still happening. Even with how brutal the news cycle can be, this stuff, even if we're not talking about it currently in the news cycle, it is happening. So be aware of it. Please take care of yourself. And I will have Adam leave links in the description so you know your rights if I shows up at your door or starts asking you questions, because you do have rights. And people in this country will continue to fight for them. I appreciate you so much. Please enjoy the start to your week, and I will see you in the next video.